The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Sunday, March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. As we continue our Lenten journey, the prophet Jeremiah turns our attention to the new covenant that God wants to establish with his people. All from least to greatest will know the Lord. He will write the law on our hearts and forgive our evil doing and remember our sins no more. In the gospel today, Jesus announces that the hour has come. When he is lifted up from the earth, he will draw all to himself. Jesus has chosen to strip himself of his divinity and become human like us so that we would know the great love God has for us. This will be the hour of our salvation. Jesus will suffer and die for the sins of the whole world. He'll reconcile the whole human race with God. With his death and rising, Jesus will complete God's new covenant. Through the grace of baptism, God's law is now written on our hearts. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart, so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day in reparation for our sins and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the Church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. And in the month of March, we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo De Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Freedom, responsibility, and the commandments. Human freedom is a freedom in a coexistence of freedoms. Only thus it is true, that is, appropriate to the true reality of man. Accordingly, we shall say that there is such a thing as the common truth of the one human existence within every man, what is referred to in tradition as the nature of man. There is one divine idea of man, and our task is to correspond to this. Responsibility would then mean living our existence as a response to what we are in truth. This one truth of man, in which the good of all and freedom are indissolubly related to each other, is expressed most centrally in the biblical tradition in the Ten Commandments. In the Ten Commandments, God presents himself, depicts himself, and at the same time interprets human existence so that its truth is made manifest as it becomes visible in the mirror of God's nature, because man can only rightly be understood from the viewpoint of God. Living out the Ten Commandments means living out our own resemblance to God, responding to the truth of our nature, and thus doing good. Living out the Ten Commandments means living out the divinity of man, and exactly that is freedom, the fusing of our being with the divine being, and the resulting harmony of all with all.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
At the end of the road, at the foot of the cross, they divided your clothes by casting lots. Wounds opened again, intense was the pain, beyond imagination. With no compassion, even more humiliation was borne by you. They have taken everything, hurling insults and press on your head a crown of thorns again. Now stripped before a crowd, detached from any comfort, you are shivering, still all giving and receiving nothing.
The 10th station of the cross, Jesus is stripped of his garments. That's Donna Corey Gibson from her epic album, The Way of the Cross, a song for each station. That song is called Only Love for You. It's 9 past the hour on this, the 5th Sunday of Lent, March 21st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Through recollection and silent prayer, hope is given to us as interior light, illuminating the challenges and choices we face in our mission. Hence the need to pray and in secret to encounter the Father of tender love. We begin this liturgical day now as we join our hearts, hands, and voices with the entire church and all the angels and saints. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, as we join together now in the invitatory psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come. Let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Foolish fears and fond desires. see how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our day and night with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness, like a tree watered by running streams.
See how the cross of the Lord stands revealed as the tree of life.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them. Shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully, and so share his royal power forever.
Here is a king of my own choosing, who will rule on Mount Zion.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory.
Lord, you are my protector.
You have raised me up in glory.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed, and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield, so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Lord, you are my protector. You have raised me up in glory. If anyone obeys my teaching,
he will never die.
From the beginning of the letter to the Hebrews. In times past, God spoke in fragmentary and varied ways to our fathers through the prophets. In this, the final age, he has spoken to us through his Son, whom he has made heir of all things, and through whom he first created the universe. This Son is the reflection of the Father's glory, the exact representation of the Father's being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had cleansed us from our sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven, as far superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. To which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his Father, and he shall be my Son"? And again, when he leads his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his ministers flaming fire." But of the Son, "Your throne, O God, stands forever and ever. A righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved justice and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellow kings." And, "Lord, of old you established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. All of them will grow old like a garment. You will roll them up like a cloak. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." To which of the angels has God ever said, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent to serve those who are to inherit salvation? In view of this, we must attend all the more to what we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels stood unchanged, and all transgression and disobedience received its due punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore a salvation as great as ours? Announced first by the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who had heard him. God then gave witness to it by signs, miracles, varied acts of power, and distribution of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as he willed.
Christ Jesus, the radiance of the Father's glory and the full expression of his being, upholds all things by the power of his word. He cleansed us from our sins.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
Our faith rests on Jesus, who endured the cross for the sake of the joy that lay before him.
And now he has taken his place in heaven, at the right hand of God, in his majesty.
From an Easter letter by St. Athanasius, Bishop. The Word, who became all things for us, is close to us, our Lord Jesus Christ, who promises to remain with us always. He cries out, saying, "See, I am with you all the days of this age." He is himself the shepherd, the high priest, the way and the door, and has become all things at once for us. In the same way, he has come among us as our feast and holy day as well. The blessed apostle says of him who was awaited, Christ has been sacrificed as our Passover. It was Christ who shed his light on the psalmist as he prayed, you are my joy, deliver me from those surrounding me. True joy, genuine festival, means the casting out of wickedness. To achieve this, one must live a life of perfect goodness and, in the serenity of the fear of God, practice contemplation in one's heart. This was the way of the saints, who in their lifetime and at every stage of life rejoiced as at a feast. Blessed David, for example, not once but seven times rose at night to win God's favor through prayer. The great Moses was full of joy as he sang God's praises in hymns of victory for the defeat of Pharaoh and the oppressors of the Hebrew people. Others had hearts filled always with gladness as they performed their sacred duty of worship, like the great Samuel and the blessed Elijah. Because of their holy lives, they gained freedom and now keep festival in heaven. They rejoice after their pilgrimage in shadows and now distinguish the reality from the promise. When we celebrate the feast in our day, what path are we to take? As we draw near to this feast, who is to be our guide? Beloved, it must be none other than the one whom you will address with me as our Lord, Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way. As Blessed John tells us, it is Christ who takes away the sin of the world. It is he who purifies our souls. As the prophet Jeremiah says, stand upon the ways, look and see which is the good path, and you will find in it the way of amendment for your souls. In former times, the blood of goats and the ashes of a calf were sprinkled on those who were unclean, but they were able to purify only the body. Now, through the grace of God's word, everyone is made abundantly clean. If we follow Christ closely, we shall be allowed, even on this earth, to stand as it were, on the threshold of the heavenly Jerusalem and enjoy the contemplation of that everlasting feast, like the blessed apostles who, in following the Savior as their leader, showed and still show the way to obtain the same gift from God. They said, see, we have left all things and followed you. We too follow the Lord, and we keep his feast by deeds rather than by words. For our sake, Jesus went before us into heaven.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
And he has become like Melchizedek, a high priest forever.
Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
30 minutes past the hour on Sunday, March 21st, 2021, the fifth Sunday of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And follow the way, the way of Jesus Christ. His yoke is easy, his burden light. Our resurrection song. Take up your cross and follow the way, the way of Jesus Christ. His yoke is easy, his burden light. Our deny his very self, take up his own cross every day and follow in my steps. Take up your cross and follow.
Try to remind myself that at the time the Lord walked the earth, the cross was well known as an instrument of torture and humiliating execution. So for the Lord to say, take up your cross, seemed rather radical to everybody who heard it. That's John Michael Talbot. Take up your cross. 25 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for the fifth Sunday of Lent, March 21st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells Philip and Andrew that the hour has indeed come. It's from the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee.
Sir, we wish to see Jesus.
Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew went with Philip and they told Jesus. And Jesus answered them.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name.
Then a voice came from heaven.
I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.
The crowd standing by heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered,
this voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
He said this to show by what death he was to die.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Amazing. Those are the kids of Fountain View Academy in Kauai, Hawaii, when I survey the wondrous cross. 16 minutes before the hour, it's the fifth Sunday of Lent, March 21st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's time to pray. We join the whole church. And all the angels and saints, of course, as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful, we join together now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. Is now and will be forever. Amen.
God, you have become my help.
My God, you have become my help.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
My God, you have become my help.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Free us by your wonderful works. Deliver us from the power of death.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord. and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
A reading from the book of Leviticus. These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly. The Passover of the Lord falls on the 14th day of the first month at the evening twilight. The 15th day of this month is the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You were wounded for our offenses.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Let us go and wake him.
Let us pray. Let us praise our loving Redeemer who gained for us this season of grace, and pray to him saying,
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Christ, our life, through baptism we were buried with you and rose to life with you.
May we walk today in newness of life.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Lord, you have brought blessings to all mankind.
Bring us to share your concern for the good of all.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
May we work together to build up the earthly city.
With our eyes fixed on the city that lasts forever.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Healer of body and soul, cure the sickness of our spirit,
so that we may grow in holiness through your constant care.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
And now in silence, we offer our own intentions. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, create a new spirit in us.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
By your help we beseech you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
I can't overemphasize what a privilege and opportunity it is to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Today is Sunday, and if you are able, go and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, you go out, make this a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions, and selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.